The last thing we want people to do in this time of the coronavirus is travel. Stay home, stay safe is the order of the day, which is easier said than done for people who were already away from home when the travel restrictions were enacted. Those include Gary Polis, who currently calls the Rogue Valley city of talent his home. Trouble is he's not there. He's in Ecuador in South America, where he went for vacation months ago. So far, Gary's been unable to get through the restrictions in Ecuador and get home. He's got his phone with him, and so we now visit with Gary Polis in Ecuador. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
So what brought you to Ecuador in the first place, Gary?
Well, it's my third trip. Started out as curiosity, and then after I retired, and then got more and more interested in the possibility of moving here, or at least having a place here where I could, come occasionally on vacation, and studied where I might want to go, was intrigued by the thought of living on the equator, so, get out my little globe and start going around the equator, and it's pretty much deserts and jungle, except in Ecuador, where the Andes range crosses the equator. So started looking a little more deeply into Ecuador and noticed a city called Loja that has quite a history, quite a cultural history going back into the 1800s in terms of music, literature, art, sculpture, pretty much everything, quite a long history. It's considered a cultural capital of at least the country, if not this part of South America. So I made an initial trip in 2015, an 8-week trip, spent a couple weeks on the Pacific Coast portion, and the other 6 weeks here in Loja, and decided Loja was good, was what I was looking for, or at least I wanted to come back and investigate a little further. Came back in 17, stayed for 3 months here in Loja, and couldn't quite complete what, my goals. So I came back this year, arrived the 28th of January. Excuse my hesitation.
It's okay. So the days are blending together, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's not only that. I'm older, and I'm usually not very good in crowds of more than, let's say, two.
Uh-huh.
So, but I'm sure you'll do your best, Jeffrey, to keep me from embarrassing myself in front of a few more than two people.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. So January 28th, you got down there. By then, had you heard much about the virus? It was already on the rise in China, but it wasn't a concern, I'm thinking, in the West by that point.
No, I don't think so, and I think I'm probably not alone in that respect. But fortunately, they got a pretty early start on it here. They closed things down. It got to the point where all businesses were closed as of a couple weeks ago, except for essential, food stores and medical pharmacies, the typical types of things that you consider essential. And they continue to slowly ratchet things down. And currently they, they've extended the curfew, starts at 2 p.m. and doesn't end until 5 a.m. And that's a complete curfew. Other times you can move about if you're, needing to take part in the essential services, mostly grocery shopping.
We should explain to people who might not be familiar with Ecuador that Loja, where you are, is a good long way from the major cities. You're at least, 400 miles away from Guayaquil?
I'm not sure if it's that far, but of the Andean cities, it's the third largest. It is in the southern part of the country. The elevation's about 7,000 feet. Population is about 200,000. And then as you go north, the two larger cities, Cuenca and Quito, are both larger, in population and quite a bit higher elevation, too. Quito's actually 9,000 feet elevation.
So the point being that you are hours and hours away from the places with the major airports, and in fact, as the State Department has been sending in flights to take Americans out of Ecuador, they've been going to either Quito or Guayaquil. In fact, the flights were scheduled for yesterday and today.
Yes. And the difficulty, obviously, of being so far away, there's no travel restriction is pretty much permanent, especially during curfew hours, but all flights into, say, the local airport in here in Loja, those were stopped, you know, at the same time they stopped incoming international flights. So even though technically you're allowed to leave the country, since there's no planes coming in to land, there's therefore not going to be any planes to leave.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's also the issue of the curfew. That's one thing, but but it's not just the curfew, which obviously limits people, but also there's travel restrictions themselves in place, not just time.
Yes, you could hire private cars and drivers. It's a fairly common thing here. There's companies that do that to drive to Quito or Guayaquil. The difficulty is that once the let me give you a little bit of the sequence of events, because there's been a lot in the last 3 days. It wasn't until Wednesday that the State Department announced that they had finally arranged and sponsored charter flights out. So they brought in 8 planes for departures out of Guayaquil and Quito on Thursday and Friday. The problem that worked very well for people that were close enough to those cities that they could get to the airport during the non-curfew hours. The problem was it was very difficult for people that were farther away without any, you know, internal air travel from, you know, cities around the country into the two international airports. Made it very difficult to get to those flights on time. Especially Loja being the furthest south of the three major, you know, Andean cities, it was close to impossible. A few people got through, but not many. So right after they announced the international, you know, State Department sponsored humanitarian flights out, the next day they increased the restrictions, the curfew. It previously began at 7 p.m. Started at 5 a.m. and began at 7 p.m. and wasn't lifted till 5 a.m. Well, they increased that to the beginnings to 2 p.m. So there wasn't enough non-curfew time, not even close, for people in more remote places like Loja to get to Quito or Guayaquil.
Does that give you an opportunity for maybe setting up a series of rides? You know, you could like go, you know, travel as far as the curfew would take you in one day, and then stay the night there, and then make the next.
There are lots of things that could be done. The main problem overall is that the notice, it's such short notice that you just can't make arrangements for those sort of things. It could be.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may have been able to do it that way. And then the next day, the morning of Wednesday, the morning before the first flight, the State Department somehow got the Ecuadorian government to issue another legal document saying that expats trying to get to the airport would be exempt from curfew if for a period of 72 hours before their flight departure. But that was only literally a few hours before you had to leave from, let's say, Loja to even get there. It's a 12-hour trip to Quito and about a 9-hour trip to Guayaquil. So trying to get one of the transport companies to make arrangements to get, you know, a car or a van and that sort of, there just wasn't enough time.
Let me remind our listeners who we're talking to. Gary Paulus is from Talent. He's stuck in Ecuador in Loja because everything's been clamped down upon. The State Department did set up flights for yesterday and today from both Quito and Guayaquil, but he's a very long way, as you can hear from those, and the travel restrictions within the country make it difficult for him to get there in time. Questions, comments are welcome on the exchange at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. So does the State Department indicate there'll be more flights later or something? You've gone back and you've had contact directly with the State Department, haven't you, Gary?
Oh, yes, and with all my, you know, congressional representatives, and they appear to be trying to bring pressure from Washington too to help us. I think what happened to me last night will probably give your listeners a perfect example of what it's been like trying to deal with this thing. Wednesday. It's going to take me just a second to you know, keep all these things straight because there's so many details and so many quick changes. Wednesday, I did reserve a seat out of Quito. And then it became apparent later in the day that I couldn't get there, both because of the, you know, realizing how much time it would take and in talking with the various, you know, transport companies that there was no way they could make it. So I canceled. And then the next morning, this document came out from the government saying that, okay, we have a 72-hour restriction or opening for expats on their way. You had to have the proper documents, and you had to scramble to get those printed, and the transport company had to scramble to get their transport documents printed. And it was just such short notice that people couldn't get it together. So I had to cancel it, and then one of the transport companies came back last night and said, we can get you there if you're ready to leave in, you know, at 10 p.m. and drive all night, and we can get you there by 9 a.m. to Guayaquil, and you can meet the State Department people and be on your way. So good. Called State, or sent the form back to the State Department, so they put me back on the list again. And then the two times that evening from 3 p.m. until about 9 or 10 p.m., the transport companies called and said, we have something arranged, and then we called back and said it fell through. So it was a night of just a roller coaster up and down, and finally I just had to give up. So now the State Department is, they keep saying there's no guarantee that they'll get any more planes in, but they had been saying that for weeks before. So I'm just hoping that that they will be able to arrange flights. It looks like they've gotten about 800 or so, maybe 1,000 people out on these four flights.
And is there any indication of are there other people that you know of American expats in Loja that might be able to build the pressure to get a flight into Loja?
Oh yes, there's a couple very active Facebook groups. But, you know, it's also Facebook, you know, so that's not conducive to a very orderly, you know, planning and coordination. It's a bit, it can be a bit chaotic. And, but yes, there are a few, and everyone's doing their best, but, you know, it's Facebook. There's personalities involved, and it's not that simple. So I happen to be very fortunate because the Airbnb I rented is owned by a wonderful family. They have a large business, a security business with about 50 employees. They have their own compound here and lots of different apartments. I'm the only one right now, but they take me in every evening. You know, I go for dinner. We sit out in the courtyard and talk, as opposed to a lot of other people, especially, let's say, expats, travelers. They're pretty much stuck in their apartments wherever they happen to be. So I'm very, very fortunate. Plus, they are very well versed in the government bureaucracy. They have to, you know, they deal with it on a daily basis, and they're able to, you know, they have very early notification of changes. They know where to go get the documents and print them for me. So as far as expats in Loja, I'm pretty convinced that I'm probably the luckiest one here.
It sounds like there are worse places to get stuck in the world. Have you given any thought to future plans, or is it all about the immediate future? I mean, are you still thinking about coming back to Loja perhaps as a place to live?
Oh yeah, my original reservation out of Quito is on April 23rd, and I have a reservation on a flight out of Loja to Quito on the 22nd. So that's still in place, but realistically, that all depends on if the internal and departure restrictions are lifted. Mm-hmm. So if things were to get worse here, everyone knows that they're going to extend these. And if the extension goes out past my current, you know, reserved departure date, then that will be canceled, and I'll just keep sitting and waiting, basically. So there is hope that if the travel restrictions are lifted between now and then, I will be able to leave at that time.
All right, so the whole point was to try to get out before the restrictions got too onerous, but they're in place, and there you are.
Well, or to get out during this little window that's open by these new documents that allow, you know, expat travel 72 hours prior to departure, if you have, you know, guaranteed flights out and that sort of thing. So right now it's just the only thing to wait for right now is the State Department to see if they can, if they are willing to schedule future, some more of these State Department sponsored humanitarian flights out.
Mm-hmm. So just the ones for yesterday and today were the only ones scheduled from Quito and Guayaquil?
Yes, they're the only ones scheduled. They in their daily letters that they send to everyone who registers with the State Department when they travel, which, by the way, is I highly recommend. Every notice, you know, always has the little disclaimer somewhere in there. You know, at this point, we can't guarantee any more flights. But they were saying that for weeks before, and then, you know, on Wednesday, all of a sudden, 8 flights showed up. You know, very short notice.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it sounds
short
like
notice aspect.
Yeah,
is probably the toughest. It complicates things so much.
All right, but for the moment, you're not like in any dire straits, and you sounds like you're in a decent place to stay.
Oh yes, I'm in a very decent place with, and the people go and do shopping and, you know, and bring things back for me, and you know, I can still walk around the streets, get a little exercise during the day, and I mean it's not ideal. It's, I mean, we all have that primordial, you know, instinct to run away from danger and hide, but there's also a corresponding instinct to run toward danger if, you know, that danger happens to be your family, mm-hmm. you know, or your home or something. And once that kicks in, you're not, you know, you don't recognize it as danger. It's just an instinct to want to go home. And when you're absolutely prevented, that can very easily turns itself into anxiety, you know.
Indeed. Well, best of luck to you, and we hope things give you an opportunity soon to be able to get out, either that or that the restrictions lift so that you can get your original. It was April 22nd, get out of Ecuador.
Yeah.
Aloha is where Gary Polis from Talent is now. Best of luck again, and thanks so much for sharing your story with us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thanks for being able to speak to native English speakers for a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Okay, good. Take care, Gary. We'll talk to you down the road.
You too.
Bottom of the hour on the Jefferson Exchange.